Welcome to YCBS, a podcast series for Columbia Business School. I'm your host, Fahad Ahmed, class of 2017. Since the day we were born, one way in which we learn about ourselves is by listening to the personal stories of others, narratives that tap into our emotions, creating enthusiasm and drive. In this podcast series, we bring to light these types of stories from the people of Columbia Business School, stories that are shared to teach, encourage thought, and spark action so that you can go out and create your own story. Today's lesson begins now. Welcome back for part two of our conversation with Antonia Hyman. We begin part two learning from Antonia why it was so important for her, despite her full-time business school and law school course schedule, to play such an active role within Columbia Business School's Black Business Student Association, going as far as to chair this year's Elevate Conference, which focuses on connecting, empowering, and advocating. Just so you're aware, throughout this episode, Black Business Student Association is regularly referred to as the BBSA.
My roommate used some language a couple days ago, and I think she really hit it on the head. She said, every day I wake up black. And what that means is that you can be seen as an other, but also you experience the world sometimes as an other. Going to Columbia Business School, I love it here. Going to Princeton, I loved it. But I also realized that my culture is different than a lot of people's. My hair is different. It's like basic things like that in conversations that I have. So BBSA is so important to me. The organization was actually established in 1973. And the goal is to make sure that Black students are successful personally and professionally. Now, the professional part is important because we want everyone to get jobs. We want everyone to not be super stressed out. We want people to feel supported. But the personal part and the community is so important because at times when you can feel like an other, or when you can feel like, hey, I don't know if I necessarily fit in, or hey, maybe do I have to act a different way? I think it's really important that you have a community that understands that and can empathize.
When I was reading about the mission for BBSA, and what I liked most about it is that support mechanisms necessary to attain executive level positions. You all are reaching really high here. Why is that important?
It's incredibly important. There was a Harvard Business School report that came out, I think, a couple of weeks ago. I don't remember the exact statistics, but the point was that Black women and Black men from HBS and from other top business schools are significantly underrepresented in the C-suite, right? And I think that tells you something. That tells you that despite being like the most motivated people who are striving for the best, something is going on, right? And so our organization is really taking steps to figure out, one, what is that something? And two, despite those things that are hindrances, how can we position ourselves to be successful and get to know other alums, other students who can help effectuate that goal?
A major part of the Black Business Student Association, every year you have the Elevate Conference. What's your role? You have a title with the BBSA.
I'm the AVP of Conference.
Okay. Since you're the AVP of Conference, I imagine the Elevate Conference, which is coming up at the March 30th and 31st, I imagine that is a very big responsibility for you.
Yes.
Tell us about what the conference is all about.
So the conference is about connecting Black professionals and our allies. So you don't have to be Black to come, plugging that for you. But really, it's designed to make sure that we are connecting professionally. We're empowering one another to really take it the furthest and do the most in advancement professionally. And we also want to advocate on behalf of the causes that are important to us. So generally speaking, the conference happens every single year. We bring back alums. You don't have to be a CBS student to come. We have tons of other professionals who join. And we hear from some of the top Black business executives in the country.
Connect, empower, advocate. Why was it so important to have these three?
It's important because, you know, and I'll delve into each separately if that's helpful. But again, it goes back to when you don't see someone who looks like you, it's really powerful to get a group of people together that do look like you and to get a group of people who care about the issues that you care about. And so, you know, I have tons of people in my cluster who came last year and who are coming this year. And it's incredible to see that they're supportive and they want to learn more about some of the issues that Black people at CBS and in America face.
It's also important to see that somebody else is doing it. Somebody like you is doing it.
Yeah, I think so. It goes back to, you know, why Alice was so important. Alice was so important because I never saw anyone like that in that position. And so now that I'm at a turning point in my career thinking about, okay, what do the next 5 to 10 years look like? I want to talk to people now who were there, who have been there, who can offer advice, who can tell me and be honest. Hey, girl, like, let me give you some real advice. Let me tell you how it is. Let me tell you how to be successful. Because that's not always something that's readily available every single day.
The speakers that you have this year, it's an impressive list.
Yes, we have a fantastic lineup. One of our keynote speakers, we have a couple, is Carla Harris. She is a vice chairman and senior managing director and client advisor at Morgan Stanley. She also heads up the Morgan Stanley Multicultural Innovation Lab. She's someone that I've looked up to for years. And it's really important that she's coming because she is talking directly about Black innovation and Black ownership. And that means, are you starting a company? That's great. How can we support you do that? Are you being entrepreneurial in your current role? That's great. How can I help you? What can I teach you so that you're more successful? So she's great. I mean, she's one of the most senior women on Wall Street, which I think is very important amongst a sea of men. So for all the ladies who are listening, she's someone you should definitely get to know. I would say another important speaker is Rich Dennis. He is the founder of Sundial Brand. He recently sold that company to Unilever. And he's really important because, again, here's another successful Black entrepreneur who made a product for Black people, an area, a hair product, skincare that was largely ignored. And it was a real opportunity, right? And we saw him being successful. And we see Unilever, a company that I also very much admire, buying his company. And I guess the last person I would highlight is Essie Eggleston. She's an executive at Unilever as well, and is really heading up their personal care business. And when you put a diverse minority candidate in that position, you really get to see a different side of that market, a market that might otherwise be ignored, but that is tremendously lucrative and is a great business opportunity. Elevate really gets to what we're trying to do here, right? Which is, we do want to be practical. We do want to be pragmatic in giving you very specific tools and tool sets to deal with some of the issues that you're going to face. I will say this year, and even to an extent last year too, we are branching out a little bit more and trying to inspire people who are looking to create businesses. So this year we're having a Friday tech summit. It's the first time the conference is going to be 2 days. And we have speakers who are in their late 20s, early 30s, so around our age, who have raised capital and are launching companies and are tremendously successful. And so for me, as someone that is working on an idea right now at an incubator, it's really important to see these people because they inspire me. They inspire me to do something different in a path that, yes, I saw my grandmother do it in a very, like, I'm just going to get it done sort of way with a grocery store. But, you know, the times have changed and technology is important and you need to know how to go about it and who you need to get to know and what you need to do. And so that's the other part of it, making you think about the other things you might be interested in as well.
What's your recommendation, say, to new students, class of 19, or even to prospective students about whether or not they should get involved? And it doesn't just have to be the Black Business Student Association, but it can be other particular associations with part of the school. Why is it so important that while they are here, that they get involved in other elements beyond just the curriculum, the academic curriculum?
Oh my goodness. Academics are important, definitely, but
especially,
you know,
if you're not a good runner, pianist.
Exactly. Very important. But what I've always found to be more important and what I found that, you know, has really been a blessing to me are the people in my life, right? And being in BBSA has enabled me to meet incredible people, but that's not just limited to my affinity group. You know, I go to the like HBA, Hispanic Business Association meetings because they're great people there as well. I go to all of the LABA parties because they're fun and it's great to dance with your classmates. You know, I go to lots of different events. I go to all the socials because there's so many tremendously talented people. And I will say that sometimes as a Black woman, you feel like an other and you feel like, I don't know how people are going to react to me or accept me. But I would say to people who feel like that, sometimes you need to step outside of yourself and open up a little bit and share your story and share your struggles. Because I think you'd be surprised to realize how many people are interested in hearing it and how many people want to be your ally.
This feeling of being an other, how is the Black Business Student Association doing that, but on the other side, right? So here you have this conference that you're putting on. It is appropriately focused on future Black business professionals, but it's so important to actually bring in other races, other religions, other cultures, have it as diverse as possible. So how are you all doing that?
Absolutely. Great question. I think, you know, this is right on the heels of Black History Month, and our BHM committee did a phenomenal job planning lots of events. Two that I will point to, there was a panel earlier in the month that focused on spotlight on members of the BBSA community, but it was open to the school. And I think they had really great turnout from non-Black students. So people who really wanted to talk about some of the issues that are important to us. In the past, we've also had somewhat of an unofficial allies program where BBSA is not just limited to Black students. We have plenty of white, Hispanic, Latino, Latina people involved as well. So, you know, that's certainly another way. And there definitely has to be a place for students of color to retreat and, you know, kind of get the support. But there's another side of it as well.
What I love about the BBSA, you just get different ideas when you have a group of people all coming together, looking to support each other, looking to help each other. And when you're trying to think about how to cultivate new ideas and how to do things in a different way so that you can get out there, innovate, be creative, and be successful, you want all different ideas because business is all different types of people.
Absolutely.
Antonia Hyman, thank you so much for saying yes to this request. Really appreciate it. And I wish you nothing but the best of luck on all of your future endeavors.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
That's our episode. Before signing off, this is the part of the show where I want to share my main takeaway and ask you to do the same. My main takeaway from our entire conversation with Antonia is, it's unfortunately easy sometimes to feel, as Antonia says, like an other. And if you do feel this way, remember, there are many people like Antonia's mentor Alice, Antonia herself, even associations like the BBSA who are all doing and looking for opportunities to show you the way. Ask someone for help. Go to a conference like the Elevate Conference. You'll be happy you did. What are your takeaways? Let me know. Share your thoughts by leaving a comment and rating this episode. Do you have questions from this episode you'd like follow-up on? Send those questions to me at ycbspodcast@gsb.columbia.edu. I'd like to thank Antonia once again for sharing her story. As always, thank you for listening.